Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. We are conducting a national opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, television, or internet?
No.
Okay, am I speaking to Teresa?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, are chances 50-50, or would you not vote?
Oh, I'm definitely voting.
Thank you. May I please know what is your age?
56.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we have a just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
I decline to answer that at this time.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very, very, very dissatisfied.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Glusenkamp Terrace is handling her job as a congresswoman?
I decline to answer that.
All right. But if you had to choose, would you lean to approve her or disapprove her job as a congresswoman?
I decline to answer.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Definitely no.
All right. Would that be a strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I strongly disapprove.
Thank you. All right. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Here are the choices. Protecting and straining Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime and gun violence, improving K through 12th grade education, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, fighting inflation and lowering costs, border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, climate change and protecting the environment, growing the economy and creating jobs.
So, border security and inflation, most important.
Okay. Fighting inflation.
You said pick two, right? Did
yes.
You say pick two?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Thank you. Let's move on. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please say so. Joe Biden, from a scale to zero to 100.
Zero.
Okay. Mary Glusenkamp Terrace.
I'd put her at a zero.
Okay. Donald Trump.
100%.
Mary Canwell? Or Maria Canwell?
Zero.
Raul Garcia?
I don't know Raul Garcia, no.
Never heard of him or no opinion?
I don't know much about him.
Okay. Joe Ken?
100%. MAGA Republicans?
Yes.
Oh, there's such a thing as that?
Yes, it's under the options. Have you ever heard of them?
Yeah, it's just, I don't agree with, some things about MAGA Republicans, just because people, like Donald Trump. So I don't like that terminology.
All right. But what are your feelings towards the MAGA Republicans? Remember, as the scale is from 0 to 100, if you choose 0, it means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. And 100, it means that you feel very warm and favorable towards the organization or the person we're just talking about.
Well, I'm going to remain neutral on this at 50% because I don't agree with the public the way they see, you know, it's just, yeah. Yeah, we'll just say 50%.
All right. Okay, thank you. What about woke liberals in Congress?
I give them a big thumbs down.
Okay. What number would that be?
0.
Okay.
100.
Okay. Thank you. Alrighty, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
I wish there was more options. I am more conservative. I like the independents. But if I have to choose between a Republican and a Democrat, I'm going to lean towards the Republic.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kahn or Democrat Mary Glusenkamp-Harris?
Joe Kahn.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Mary Glusenkamp-Harris, now, what are the chances that you may be supporting her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
None.
Okay. Next, I'd like to ask you about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use 0 if you don't think it is important at all, 5 if you think it is somewhat important, or 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first quality or attribute that I have is a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedom. Do you think that is an important quality or attribute for your member of Congress?
Yes, a 10.
Extremely important, okay. A fighter for the working class?
10.
a leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it?
10.
Someone you can trust?
10, definitely.
Someone who will defend abortion and women's right to choose?
'll leave that at a 5.
Okay.
I'm 50-50 on that, so.
Okay. I respect that. Thank you. All right. Now I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Mary Gluckman-Camperes. Please rate each of the statements on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to support Mary Gluckman-Camperes for Congress. 5, it means that it's somewhat convincing reason. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. First statement, Mary Gluckman-Camperes isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep her business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the traits and understand the challenges facing local small business. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers. How convincing is this statement to you? Not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing to support her for Congress?
5.
Thank you. Mary Gluckman-Camperes believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. 10.
Right. 10, okay. Mary Gluckman-Camperes is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being. But Mary supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime for the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay, well, I have an issue with this question, with that one, because it's, you know, it's all over the news. They're saying the same thing, the Democrats, about the whole insulin thing, but, you know, it's more than just that with me. It's cancer medications that cost $10,000 to $30,000 a month. There's not enough being done to Big Pharma to help the American people. So I highly disagree on that part.
All right. So would you say that is not a convincing reason to support her for Congress?
Not if it's just for insulin.
This one question is just referring to insulin. I can understand that there may be other medications that may need some attention too. But this one.
Yeah, because, you know, my mother-in-law just passed away from cancer. So, that just left a really bitter taste in my mouth that it's just, they're, you know, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, that's not the whole big picture. I mean, insulin is just a fraction of it. So I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay. Well, thank you. And I'm sorry to hear about your loss. All right.
Thank you.
Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Gluckenkamp-Perez?
Joe Kent.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking to you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any numbers between 0 and 10. I got two statements for him. The first one is Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they become pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering.
I'll give that a five.
Thank you. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for our working families above the big special interests bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that will benefit Wall Street, and he supports dangerous deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to a bigger profit for insurance and pharmaceutical companies.
I'm just going to remain neutral on this.
Okay, would you give it a 5?
Yeah, I'll just give it a 5.
Okay. After hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
I'm still more likely to vote for him.
More likely, okay. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
Not to support him?
Yes. If there is any reason not to support him.
I don't really see anything that, you know, no reason why not to support him.
Okay. Thank you. All right, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay, college graduated?
Associate.
Okay.
Associate in accounting.
Thank you. Are you married or unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No. Thank goodness.
Okay. Thinking about your...
No, I'm sorry. The reason why I say that is because of all the stuff that's going on in the schools, thank God that my kids are not going through what's going on in the schools.
Okay, yeah, I respect that.
That's what I meant. No, I love my kids are my everything. I didn't mean it that way.
No worries, not at all. Thank you. All right.
That didn't come out right.
That's okay.
And by the way, Two of them are in the military too, so.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Alrighty, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I think I'm very conservative about things.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
I don't go to church, but I do pray to God.
Okay, so in that case, you do not attend, would you say never?
No, I don't.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, these were all the questions that I had for you tonight, Teresa. Thank you so much for helping me out. You have a good evening.
Oh, can I ask you where, who are you calling from anyways?
Oh, yes. I am calling you from Washington Opinion Surveys.
Okay. All right. I'm just, yeah, this is just, okay. I wish you had some more questions for me. It's kind of fun.
Oh, thank you. We're looking forward for more service in the future.
All right. You have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.